Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 2nd and the whole week ahead. Well, we're building up to a very powerful full moon in your sign. So what do I suggest now? Start to chuck out all of those things that you no longer need. What was once good for you may no longer be good for you or your future. And what was once of use to you is now gone. It's passé. It's past its sell-by date. So get rid of it. And here's your Sunday stars. Mercury, your ruler, is going to move direct. And there's a full moon in your sign. This is powerful stuff around you now. Certainly mentally, you can start thinking in a forward fashion. But with a full moon, it's as I said yesterday, what was once useful in your life has now outlived its previous usefulness. And that's why you need to shed, you need to let go. And over the next fortnight, it's time to dump the emotional baggage. Here's your Monday stars. The powerful full moon in your sign is certainly going to colour your emotions, and your feelings will be on edge at times, but it can also be an excellent time for you to start your life anew and afresh. You're moving into new areas now, but there's certain things you cannot take with you, whether it's people or places or situations. Sometimes it's best to let go, and that's my advice to you now. And here's your Tuesday stars. A powerful money day and a good money day. What it's good for is whether you need to sort things out or deal with financial matters. Whatever it is, do it now. If you're a charitable sort, then this is a very good time to show that charitable side. Whether you volunteer with time rather than money or just give of your all in some other way. But this is also a great time for you to see how you can make money from the things that you do well in the new year. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, a plethora of aspects, but especially two that link with the sign of Sagittarius is good for you. It's particularly good if there is a relationship or a partnership that needs working at, because the more work you put into a twosome or you and someone else as a couple, the further this relationship is going to go. Great energy now, thinking alike, and as they say, two heads are better than one. And here's your Thursday stars. Put the moon into your third house and you open up all lines of communication and the ability to connect with others on so many levels. The only problem is a square to Jupiter, so don't overinflate yourself. Don't let your ego get the better of you. Just let other people discover you as a person. You don't have to sell yourself. You're a good man or woman, and other people will see that, and certainly will see it behind the bluster. And here's your Friday stars. Lots to do, lots of good energy around you now. You know, you can make connections and contacts for the future, which can be so good. And there's more going on in your local vicinity than you think. You do not have to travel far and wide to make those connections or start the networking or create a little black book of good and influential people for you. It all starts from now, and it's closer than you think.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.